This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Morehouse Black Cat. It's a dark mild, category 11A, English mild. It's a bottled product. It says it's 3.4%. That's certainly in the normal range. Most of the ones I had when I was over there were in the 3 to 3.5 range, so I think that's fairly typical. It's nice to see it in a bottle in the States, though. It's described on the label as dark ruby ale with a rich, dry chocolate malt taste. So we shall see. It's got a tall tan head, sort of frothy and a little rocky as it's settling. It's a dark reddish brown in color. Nearly opaque. When I hold it up to a flashlight, it's deep ruby and clear. All that's pretty good. The head is a little high. I wouldn't expect to have that off of a cask, but you have to give some allowance to a bottled product. So I'll give that a 3. The aroma is moderately roasty and caramely. It's like chocolate and toffee. It's a little bready and grainy. Get just a touch of hops, maybe medium-low esters. So the predominant aroma I'm getting is a chocolatey, roasty note. It's malt-derived aromatics. And that's fine. Cask versions, I'd expect a little bit more esters, but again, bottled versions don't necessarily have them at the same level. It is playing up the malt, which is good. I'll give it an 11. Tasting it, it does have a dry chocolate, light roast flavor, some deep toffee. It's a little grainy, a little nutty, a little reminiscent of a Northern English Brown, but a little more chocolatey than that. It does have a malty palate, medium-low bitterness, but it does finish dry. Some of those dark grains are helping accentuate the dryness in the finish. And that really helps the drinkability. The esters are light. It's a very smooth beer. I'm not really getting any sweetness. There's an initial maltiness, but it's not that big, so it doesn't it doesn't hit you hard. Very fresh tasting. Not all milds are like this. This is a very, very broad style that has a lot of different interpretations. This is certainly a legitimate variation. I mean, I've had beers very much like this in the UK. So this is a good example of mild. It's not a good example of all milds, but then nothing really is. So understanding that some can be a little on the roasty and dry side. That's one where this is. So I'll give it an 18 on flavor. The mouthfeel, it's got a medium body. It's got a low carbonation, which is really sort of nice coming out of a bottle. It's very smooth, no alcohol. You could really sort of plow through this pretty quickly because of the carbonation and the dryness. And, that's one of the things that makes a nice session beer in the UK. They don't like their beers to be gassy, as they say. So I'll give that a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's a very nice mild. It's on the dry and roasty side. But, like I said, that's legitimate. You have to understand that there's a range. Some of them can be a little sweeter and caramelier and fruitier. This one's more on the drier and roastier side. I like that the carbonation and alcohol are both low and that it's malt focused. I mean, I think, and that the bitterness is restrained, that you're not getting a hop character to speak of. Put all those together, and I think that's sort of what epitomizes a mild. You know, it's not a big beer. You know, it should have that session beer feel to it, and just being malt focused. And then once it's malt focused, the brewer has some leeway over how they want to take it. And this one is one that plays up the chocolatier, roastier flavors. Like I said, if you took a Northern English Brown and made it smaller and darker, you know, add a little bit of more porterish kind of flavors to it, you're starting to get an idea of where this beer is. It's tasty and subtle. You know, I could see going through quite a few of these. So it certainly meets the, you know, the general feel of a mild ale. So I'll give it a 9 overall. That adds up to a 46, a nice score for a nice beer. So that's Morehouse's Black Cat. It's a Category 11A mild.